Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
Christians live as they sometimes do, and they say and do some things that they should not. But I do not hold these things against them any more than you would hold things against a little child because he may do something because he don't know any better. And that was Jesus talking. The person referred to in the scripture, and that includes the woman I am showing you, has tasted the good word of God. That is, he or she has grown beyond the baby Christian stage. One scripture says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. That's in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. This woman had grown beyond the sincere milk of the word. She had tasted the solid meat of the word. She already had tasted of the powers of the world to come. She had the gifts of the Spirit in operation in her life. Jesus continued, for one to commit a sin unto death, he would have had all five of these experiences. Number one, be enlightened or convicted to see his lost state and to know that there's no way for him to be saved except through Jesus Christ. Number two, taste of the heavenly gift, which is Jesus. In other words, you become born again by confessing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Number three, and this is still Jesus talking. Number three, become a partaker of the Holy Spirit or be filled with the Holy Spirit. Number four, grow enough out of the babyhood stage to have tasted the good word of God. Number five, have the powers of the world to come, the gifts of the Spirit operating in his life. Jesus went on to say, this woman had all these qualifications, and my word says it is impossible if they shall fall away to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. That's found in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 6. I asked the Lord, what sin is this then? The Lord referred me to the following scripture, Hebrews 10, 26 through 29. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose you, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. The Lord said to me, the sin that this scripture speaks about is the one of the believer who turns his back upon me. Notice the words in this scripture. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy. Of how much sore punishment, suppose you, shall ye be thought worthy who have trodden underfoot the Son of God? He said, because of great persecution, the Hebrew Christians referred to in this passage were tempted to go back to Judaism. But if they went back, they would have trodden underfoot the Son of God. They would have counted the blood of the covenant an unholy thing. For they were saying that Jesus is not the Messiah. He is not the Son of God. They turned their backs on me. This is why Paul warned them that if they did that, it would be impossible to renew them unto repentance. He said, it is sad, and this is Jesus still speaking. I know I'm reading a lot, but I want to cover this thoroughly so there's no question when you leave. He said, Jesus went on speaking, it is sad that this woman left her husband for another man. And I told you that part. He says, but adultery is not the unpardonable sin. Now, don't run out and try it tonight. I'm not giving you a license to sin. Brother Hagin said it, you'd say it this way. He said, you don't need a license to sin. You're going to do enough of it without a license. So he said, it is sad. This is Jesus' words. It is sad that this woman left her husband for another man. But adultery is not the unpardonable sin. It says, if she had turned back to me in repentance, even though she might have had 100 men, I would have forgiven her. Whatever she might have done, whatever, he said, she might have done, if she had asked me to forgive her, I would have. So not only was he talking about adultery, he said, whatever she might have done, if she had asked me to forgive her, I would have. Aren't you glad about that? Boy, it just shows the mercy of God. Boy, you can just ask the Lord to forgive you right now. I mean, it's all right, and he'll forgive you. It says, even if she had been a baby Christian when she said, I don't want Jesus anymore, leave me alone, and didn't actually realize what she was doing, I would have forgiven her. If she had done that because she was tempted and pressed into it beyond measure, he said, I would have forgiven her. But she knew exactly what she was doing, and she acted willfully when she said, I don't want him anymore. Therefore, I tell you not to pray for her. I merely showed you this so you might see how the devil can get hold of Christians if they will permit him to. Now, that's what Jesus said about the unpardonable sin. Is it all clear? All minds free and clear. Well, that's the words of Jesus about the unpardonable sin. So once saved, always saved, according to scriptural references and texts from the Bible, and from the lips of Jesus in this vision that I was reading to you, once saved, always saved doctrine is not true. Once saved, always saved, if you stay saved, is true. You understand? You've got to serve God and walk with God. So in this vision, Dr. Hagin was talking to Jesus, and while Jesus is talking to him after this experience, and then he had another experience, and I'm not going into that for the sake of time, and it's not pertinent to what I'm saying anyway. This little demon ran between Jesus and Brother Hagin, and he started putting out this smoke screen like so that Brother Hagin couldn't see Jesus. He could hear Jesus, but he couldn't see him. And then this little demon, say little demon. Little demons cause big problems if not dealt with. This little bitty demon, just a little bitty demon, ran between Jesus and Brother Hagin, putting out this smoke screen, and he could still hear Jesus, but he couldn't see him. And this little demon's running back and forth, and all of a sudden, this little demon started making this sound, yakety-yak, yakety-yak, and waving his arms, trying to interfere with Dad Hagin receiving from Jesus. Listen, the devil still tries to do that today. When you get fuzzy and guzzy, well, you can't pick up what God is saying, you need to command the devil to leave you alone in the name of Jesus. And maybe lay off some of that spaghetti sauce before you go to bed. You know what I'm talking about? Not everything is the devil, you understand. But if you get fuzzy where you lose what you should and your awareness of God, you need to start an action. And I'm not, listen, I like what Dad Hagin said. You don't have to go hunt the devil. There'll be enough of them hunting you. But notice here, this demon came right into the presence of Jesus while he was trying to communicate with Dr. Hagin in this vision. And he's waving his arms and making this racket. So now, not only could Brother Hagin...
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.